One day,
yes,
it may be possible,
yes,
for quite a number of us to come.
Yes, I quite understand that. I would like to know who's speaking to me. It's very difficult, you know. I can only hear a voice.
I have come with John.
With John?
My good friend.
Yes. Tell me some more. Tell me who you are, and your name, so that I can address you by your name. Won't you?
I do.
Yes.
Was privileged in my lifetime,
yes,
to know of this great book.
Oh, well.
And John Brown was my medium. The same as you, my dear,
yes,
have an instrument. So did I.
Is that Queen Victoria?
I am Victoria.
Oh, how lovely.
But no longer a queen.
No. No, you're just your natural self, too. Now,
many people did not understand the close link that had been forged between John and myself.
Yes. Oh, how interesting you do.
But he was the link between myself and my dear husband, with whom I am now truly in paradise.
Oh, I'm so pleased to hear that, Nick.
But I could not speak of these things when I was on your side. It would not have been the right thing for me to have done.
Yes.
It would have been misunderstood.
I believe you had a diary in which you wrote those things.
I kept religiously, day by day,
yes,
a diary.
Yes.
And also all the communication that transpired between myself and my dear husband.
I believe that
is all I understand after my death,
yes,
were destroyed.
That's right, yes. What a pity.
Palmerston and others.
Palmerston, yes. We came through and spoke some time ago to him.
Benjamin Disraeli.
Yes.
Who tried to speak to you a moment or two ago.
Oh, yes, that was he.
He was a remarkable person.
I believe so. He was a great favorite of yours, wasn't he, Victoria?
He was indeed a great favorite. A very great favorite of mine. He was a good man. Of course, like all human beings, he made mistakes.
Naturally, yes.
But I couldn't stand that. Yes.
Oh, yes, I know.
But I've learned since that in many respects I misjudged him. And I've apologized to him.
Gladstone has been through to
speak. Are inclined,
yes,
to misunderstand each other.
That's the trouble in the world.
And in my position, with my background, my upbringing, surrounded as I was by so many face-seekers, so many soft-spoken people,
yes,
it was very difficult.
Yes.
One would say this, the other would say something else, and then it would be implied to me that the other person was not truthful. And it was only after many years that I began to see a little more clearly and a little more deeply about human nature. I could tell you a great number of things.
I wish you would.
Which perhaps one day I may be able to do.
Oh, yes, please, Victoria. I would love that. It will be most...
Perhaps one day my dear husband may come and speak to you.
Yes, I would like that very much too.
We are still very, very concerned and very interested in all that transpires in your world. That is from the point of view not exactly only of politics, but from the point of view of the good that might yet come when people begin to know and realize and understand more about each other. And all the barriers, as we hope and pray, one day may be broken down, and truly men may live and dwell in peace together. How different it is even today from my time, when we had a vast empire.
Yes.
Now, many of the old barriers have gone. And many new nations are beginning to arise. They're having their feelings up. But I think eventually there will come a greater realization and a greater way of peace among the nations. We are all working towards this common end, to the common good. We may not perhaps be able to do a great deal, but we do impress and we do inspire wherever it is possible. We try desperately to help in many ways. It's very difficult, but we endeavor to do all that we can. And of course we have a special concern for this country. That is only natural. But at the same time, we see not just England, but we see the whole world. And we seek true brotherhood among nations and people, that they may live and dwell together in peace and tranquility, working to do the will of God while yet on earth. It will come eventually, though it may seem a long way off, yet truly I'm sure it must come. How privileged you are, my child, to have this truth and this knowledge. Indeed, if it had not been for this great knowledge that you possess, I myself, I am sure, could never have continued that long life of mine. It was the wonderful knowledge and the realization that I had that helped me through those many years of difficulty and trial and tribulation. Indeed, it is a great service and a great blessing to know of these truths. Indeed, you are blessed. I must come and talk to you again.
Yes, please.
May God bless you, my child, and
thank
you too, my friend.
God bless you.
Thank you, Victoria.
The old lady did quite nicely.
What? Old lady did quite nicely, yes. Hello,
Albert. Aye, but she's no old lady now.
No.
But you know how it is when we get back into earth condition.
Yes.
To some extent we sort of react to the old self.
Yes.
Aye, she's a bonny lass.
She's a dear thing.
And she's happy now with her husband.
With her Albert. She adored him, didn't she?
Aye, it was a real love match. There's no doubt about that.
So glad they're together.
And I only did my job. People don't understand that.
Mm.
I know that I have my faults, and perhaps in a way I took advantage of it, which I should not have done. But at the same time, I had my own way, and I was doing many things which people didn't understand, we don't need to seek. If she was badgered by all sorts, and I treated everyone the same, I could not care less whether I had a title or not. It's what a man was that mattered to me. Anyway, that's a long story. You don't want to listen to that.
And that is John Brown.
Aye, who
no.
did you think it was?
Hello. Thank you for coming, John Brown.
Aye, and we'll come again and talk to you, lassie.
Yes.
And keep this man healthy.
We're trying.
You know the best thing for him is a drop of whiskey in his eyes.
You think so?
Aye, you can no beat the whiskey.
I
think. Nice wee drop of whiskey does a man good. That'll keep out a cold and the flu.
Oh, all right. Watch, I'll give it
time
to him tonight.
I don't know. You better get in touch with your doctor friend.
But oh, yeah,
I know. My own experience is that a wee drop of whiskey is the right thing to keep
out. Don't forget, you
were
a Scotsman. Whiskey and Scotsman.
All the more reason why I said neck was not needed. Anyway, I must go now. Good night.
All right.